for a setting the bar story.
That is an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is in the shoplifting lane, which we could just say don't shoplift and be done with it. But if you can manage to make it through the day without pretending you're a sales rep just to steal from Home Depot, you're doing okay.
Oh, give clever.
This, yeah, give this guy a couple points of, you know, creativity, right?
Oh, he's getting creativity points. He's not just, like, going in, smashing and grabbing and walking
exactly.
He's actually forming a little character, right?
So it's going to be hard to say this wasn't premeditated for Josh. Old Josh, Joshua, 37 out of Ohio, strolled into a Home Depot pretending to be a sales rep from a tool company. Started cutting open sealed boxes, including some lawnmowers. And,
oh, wow.
You know, I'm sure the staff was like, oh, you got to inspect the lawnmowers too? Okay. I thought
we were just got to unpack all this, you know, we got to stock the shelves, right?
Yeah. Use some bolt cutters to break a lock on a metal gate containing some power tools. Damaging the gate in the process. Ooh. I mean, that could have been a little sign that things weren't quite up to snuff with old Josh and the backstory that he's a sales rep, right? And then he just attempted to just walk out the store with a flatbed cart loaded with 23 items, including some of those batteries from his tool company, saws, blowers, grinders, about $4,200 worth of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're doing a new thing, a door-to-door sales. I've got to take all this with me. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're talking about it because, one, he was arrested. Didn't quite get away with it because, well, Josh, you're not actually a sales rep from that tool company.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first, little cog in the wheel.
I mean, the next cog in the wheel is how he just kind of ran ragged through the aisles of Home Depot.
Yeah.
Using bolt cutters.
You check in with the manager if it's all legit and above board and say, you know, maybe you have a clipboard with the items all laid out. Like, I'm going to need these items to take these with me. Here you go. Just sign right here.
Yeah. Just need
to go that far.
Maybe need your signature right there.
Yeah. Maybe so, you just had a clipboard and a signature.
Yeah. You know, I have, when we did an appearance, not at Home Depot, but at Lowe's. So another, like, hardware store.
Home improvement store, yes.
Home improvement store. Yeah, they gave me a vest, a Lowe's vest.
I saw those pictures.
That had my name on it. So
you looked legit.
I was kind of a Lowe's employee for the day while I was out there. I still have that vest. So I could probably just walk right in and go, hi, guys, I just got to check some stuff out and roll back out. If I was a dishonest person.
Yes, or you could just say, hey, what department am I in today? And then you could just start, like, answering questions for customers.
I could do that too, Kelly. But why would I want to work someplace I don't actually get paid to work at?
That is a really valid question.
Yeah. So, again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending that you're a sales rep just to steal from a home improvement store, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.